Welcome to the Pope St. John the 23rd Vocation Podcast with Monsignor William Fay. Here at Pope St. John the 23rd Seminary, we realize it's never too late to respond to God's call. If you're a man 30 or older, discerning a possible call to the priesthood, or someone who supports these later vocations, this is the podcast for you.
Good day and welcome everyone to our podcast, Never Too Late, at Pope St. John the 23rd National Seminary. I'm Monsignor Bill Fay. I'm a member of the formation team here, helping men from 30 to 60 find their way into the priesthood with the support of their bishop and their vocation director. It's delightful for me today to welcome Joseph Ukai, who is a member of the fourth year class and getting ready to finish up his formation for the priesthood in the seminary. Joe, it's a pleasure to welcome you here today. And you come here to us and into the United States with a very interesting background. You were born in Kosovo, you grew up a little bit in Croatia, and then in Germany, and then made yourself your way here to the States. Tell me what that was like for you.
Thank you, Martina. Thank you for having me. It was a long journey. It was not easy in the beginning. You're just moving around. The instability can be really tough, especially on a kid. But when you're with your family, it helps, you know. As opposed to, you know, sometimes some refugees in Syria and other parts of the world, they get split up. That's really tough. But at least I was with my family. So, as a kid, you adapt much faster. So that kind of helped me. You know, I was 5 months when I moved out of my country, Kosovo, 7 years old when I moved from Croatia, and then 12 when I moved from Germany. So in those formative years, you can really adapt to many things, and I had that advantage.
That's a good thing. Yeah. But you bring with it a tremendous experience of different cultures, you know, that all became part of you, and that you'll bring as a gift into the priesthood, which is such a great and a wonderful thing. And just that experience of being a refugee, you know, is going to open your heart and your mind in so many beautiful ways to people who struggle.
Yeah, certainly. I mean, it helps to, you know, to see what people are going through. Obviously, I didn't experience what other people are experiencing, not even close, especially now. But it does help you to be empathetic and work with that. Let God, you know, grow in empathy, help you grow in empathy and be more sympathetic towards people.
That's terrific. That's terrific. We were just talking before we came on air, and I should have mentioned that Joe is from the great Diocese of Bridgeport in Connecticut, and was just telling me he had a very, very fine experience in the parish this summer. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so I was assigned to St. Jude's Parish in Monroe, Connecticut. The pastor there is Father Joseph Gill. He's quasi-famous, I would say. He's very much involved with the Shalom community. I don't want to say their face because I'm not that familiar with the movement, but he's very much involved, especially in their music element. And he's quite the priest. He's very admirable, works very hard, a very prayerful man, and he's really invested in making his people holy and know Christ. And
what were some of the activities that he asked you or encouraged you to get involved in the parish?
So he's big on helping the youth, you know, to forming them. He also teaches in a high school. Mm-hmm. And it was, I would say the number one thing, besides prayer, he encourages that a lot, is to be with people, you know, just spend time with people and help help them grow. And in that process, also grow yourself.
Good for you. Good for you. I would say I'm going to be celebrating 50 years next year. It's hard for me to believe that I'm at that juncture in my life. But if someone said to me, what do you think is one of the more important dimensions of priesthood? I would say it's being present to people. And especially as Pope Francis has encouraged us, people on the margins, people who otherwise might not feel the Lord so near to them because of the struggles that they're experiencing, you know. So that's great that you are with a priest who really focused that for you. It's a great thing. I think our role in the faculty here is, as much as we can be, to be present to you guys, to accompany you along so that you grow in greater confidence in taking on the role of priesthood. So that's a good thing that you had that experience. your vocation, when did that, what was that something, Joe, that you began thinking about?
So growing up, I didn't really think about a vocation. I didn't really think about going to Mass either. So it really hit me out of nowhere. I wouldn't say out of nowhere. I really had to change my life around first and start living a Christian life. Mm-hmm. And then God invited me. It was not easy in the beginning because this not, at the moment, this just not what I wanted. But God didn't push. He just kept inviting. It was just more of an invitation. And eventually when I said yes, it was just, I was very happy because doing God's will make you happy. So it was just nothing but happiness and surrender into Him. Yeah. And that was about, I was about 26 when I finally finally surrendered to the call, and 27 I should say, yeah, around my birthday. And at 27 I entered seminary, and I've been to seminary ever since for 9 years now. Yeah.
And you know, you had a wonderful line, we were chatting earlier, talking about the fact that, you know, I don't know if it's proper to say you were fighting it, but you weren't really fully embracing the invitation of the Lord. And then you made a comment that you finally gave in, and it was as if a burden had been taken off your shoulder.
Absolutely, yeah. So, I mean, again, when you're doing your own will in opposition to God, it will not lead to happiness. So there was a struggle, you know, mm-hmm. within me. But once I surrendered, like you said, it just went away because I've reached what my destiny was, or I should say, I mean, at least started towards yeah. that goal, you know. Yeah, so, yeah. So, and that, and that's what makes us happy is what doing God's will. So,
there's exactly. No objection. And I'm glad that we're talking about this because I'm sure that there are a number of guys out there who are wrestling within and thinking that this can't be real. This can't be real. And for you to be able to say, let go with the idea, and you're never going to know if it fits unless you sit back and let it embrace you, you know? And when you do that, the metaphor that I often use is, if you really want to find out if you should be a priest or not, work it through with your pastor, with the spiritual director. But when you come to seminary formation, make sure you give yourself to it fully. If you really don't dive into the water head on, you're never going to know whether you can swim with it or not. And it's really important. And it seems that you had exactly that experience.
Absolutely. The seminary years have been very formative. I'm not the same person that I was when I entered. So yeah. It's a really amazing experience. Yeah.
The gifts that God can bring out of us when we let Him do that is just absolutely unbelievable. Yes. So, and you were telling me too, you've got some nice support from friends and families.
Absolutely. Almost everyone was very supportive. Some of them kind of saw it coming because I was going to church every day. Others were shocked, and they said, "Wow, I didn't know you were even thinking about it." I really kept it to myself. Like I said, I was not so crazy about the idea. So I figured if I don't tell anybody, they won't feed, you know, project things onto me. But people were, I really have great family members, great friends, and they're extremely supportive, and they still are to this day.
Good.
And I can't wait to serve them.
Good for you. Yeah. Your time here has been a good passage for you, challenges and rewards?
Absolutely. More rewards than challenges. So this this place is amazing in that it doesn't place any obstacles in front of you that don't need to be there. It just the faculty, they look at you, they have this vision, like, you're going to succeed unless you show us otherwise. And there's no need to really micromanage things. Mm. And I think that allows people to just be themselves and grow, you know, authentically, as opposed to trying to put on some kind of front, some kind of facade.
God wants the gifts that He gave you to blossom. Yeah. He doesn't want us to be imposing those on you.
Yes.
You know, so the more you guys are who you are and let those strengths come out and support each other in those strengths, the better priest you're going to be. Because you'll be wholesome, you'll be authentic and genuine to your own person, you know. I always say to people, whatever you do, be yourself in the priesthood and let God's grace flow through that, you know. And that's such a wonderful and a beautiful thing to do. Besides the experience you had this past summer, have you had other pastoral experiences along the way that the seminary asked you to get involved in?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
what would be among the most favorite that you had?
My favorite? Gosh, they were all great. I think teaching CCD was probably the most rewarding because you get to start really from scratch. There's almost every class I've walked into has been pretty much the same dynamic. I ask the kids, what do you know? And they really don't know anything. So it's easier in that sense. You can just, you don't have to wrestle with them as much. They're more receptive. So I think teaching CCD has definitely been the most rewarding.
Did you ever have a favorite grade?
This one particular class, I think they were seventh graders in Queens, and they were just the most amazing kids.
Good for you.
They were tuned in the entire time, were very respectful, and they just wanted to learn more. Yeah. And it was great. It was Our Lady of Miraculous Medal in Queens, in Ridgewood, New York. It was just an amazing experience.
And you get a real first bird's eye view of God's grace working in the lives of these kids.
Absolutely.
You know, I'm always amazed at some of the things they say, and you just say to yourself, that was inspired, you know.
Yes.
I mean, what they see, and they see life so more purely. I've been privileged to be a pastor in two parishes with schools, and I have to confess my favorite grade was 4. They were old enough to be able to think about important things, but young enough not to be confused by the world around them, you know, yet.
Sure.
And, I really loved the faces of kids when you're teaching them and doing that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So it's great. Well, Joe, thanks so much for joining me today and doing this podcast. It really, I hope, is going to be a nice help to some men out there who are thinking about it, but also to those of you who support us with your prayers and your encouragement. I hope that the insights that you're getting from these men will open your heart to the possibility of maybe seeing someone in your life who you think would be a good priest and saying something to them to encourage them and tell them to think candidly about the priesthood that it might be for them. Thanks again for all you are in your response to the faith and in your encouragement of us, and God bless you all.
Thank you for listening, and be sure to check out our website at www.psjs.edu. Remember, the first step to answering God's call is making the call. 781-899-5500.